Hello, this is Kench Rendell with your business podcast, and it was your freedom podcast, aptly so. Come to realize that name is actually the best name, your freedom podcast. Now, I believe that you can achieve more freedom through business. How great would it be to be doing more of what you want to do and to be getting paid for it? Kind of like following a passion of yours and getting paid to basically play in your passion or work in your passion. Work with something you really care about, or at least something that's fun, or any of the above, any combination of that. This podcast has kind of been spurred on by literally some friends of mine. At least I turned 40 this year, so quite a few of my friends are around the same age. Most of us have kids, we have a house, we have a car, cars. We've got a career. If you're 40 and you got out of college or high school, around 20 or so, you've been in your career field, in your job probably, for quite a few years. And most of the people I know my age have been doing the same thing this whole time. And quite a few of us guys that I race with, or the guys, I realized lately that they've kind of posted on Facebook or talked to me and said, hey, I'm not really into this. My career, what I do for my job, it's not really my passion. And I love hearing that because I like to talk about that. I like to think, how can you do more of what you want to do? And I encourage them, hey, no matter what the passion is, you can make some money with it. Can you make enough to make as much as you're making more, or maybe more? Or does it free you up to live somewhere else that's even more fun? Maybe it's cheaper to live there. I think the possibilities are there. So really, maybe this goes back to your freedom podcast. And it's freedom through business is kind of what I push for. Is that I bet you can figure out a way to follow a passion of yours and have it free you with more free time. And maybe you spend even more time at it. But as one of my friends said recently, he goes, hey, I'm not really into this, my career. It's not really my passion. He goes, I'd like to be working with kids. Maybe up in the mountains, there's some guy that has some kind of kid get-together camp or something. Literally, people are making money with kids doing camps. And then I realized today, thinking about that, when someone mentions something like that to me, I get kind of excited, like, oh yeah, you should follow your passion. What is it? Do you have thoughts on it? And I realized that the farm behind my startup farm, he's a real farmer. He farms hundreds and hundreds of acres. He has winter wheat on over 300 acres. He has a crop circle for sod, for grass. He also has had, I guess now for, this will be the third year, they have gone out there and built little buildings that look fun for kids, and they have a pumpkin patch. You can pick pumpkins and pay for them extra. They have hay rides. They have some chickens and some goats, some different animals. So he has taken a part of his farm that he wasn't really using, and he charges families, kids and parents, money to come see all this stuff. What's kind of crazy to me is it's out in the country where a lot of these people could have these things anyway. They could have chickens. They probably have a tractor or a riding mower, and they could have a little hay ride. So literally, when I started putting two and two together, my friend literally goes, hey, I'd like to work with kids. And I'm a big proponent of starting something on the side. In his case, he works on a week, off a week. So he could actually probably do something and have a camp for kids every other week. Or, I mean, that would probably more fit his thoughts. You could literally work with somebody like me that has a farm and say, hey, I want to have a place where kids come and either pick fruit or learn about farming or learn about permaculture type of farming. And start making some side money on that. One thing we talk about, we as in he and I, is that people are making money on YouTube and such. He brought up somebody that has something where they cooked with bacon every week. I think every week he said they come out with a new recipe where they started cooking with bacon, all these kind of different recipes that are way out there and crazy. They then took that and started selling t-shirts and all these other marketing type or merchandise type things connected to their brand. So I keep telling him, I was like, you have all these funny videos. You need to go ahead and put a website around this, a YouTube channel, and start trying to get subscribers. I don't know what he would make if he monetized that. I forget what he told me, but it's something where his brother does donuts in the snow in a car, and it has thousands and thousands and thousands of views. Now, does it reach 30,000, 100,000? At some point, would Google YouTube actually pay something? Probably. But it's just a matter of focusing in, I would say. So maybe you're like him, or you could easily be like that, where you've been recording videos of funny stuff, your kids in a skate park, but you haven't focused it in to say, hey, I have a website and or a channel that's specific to this, and I'm going to click the monetize button to monetize my videos. And maybe you're into two or three different things where you're going to put focus on each one, as in each one gets its own YouTube channel, so that people that subscribe to YouTube channel Skateboard Park are seeing skateboard park tricks, and they're interested, more likely to subscribe to that. So it's sometimes you got to have that focus to focus people in. I know I need to do that personally, because on my YouTube channel, I will have everything from farming to race videos. What should I be doing? Focusing in. What's an advantage of not focusing in? I can then be teaching people about several things, as in they may have no interest, or more so, have no clue that I'm into farming. So that may open them up and go, oh, he's also into this. They may connect me to other people, or they may have questions about that. Could be the same thing with my main business being Riptide Web Hosting. The more I talk about that in a podcast, the more likely you, the listener, are to go, oh, what is Riptide Hosting? Some of you will go and check that out. Some of you will say, hey, you know what? I need hosting, or I need hosting advice. I'd rather pay Kinch because of his association to, let's say, farming or helping people out in business and finding their passion than Joe Blow GoDaddy. So literally, there are some advantages to at least mentioning. It's basically like the Jack Spirko, who does Your Survival Podcast. He has people pay for sponsorships. So literally, me plugging my own stuff is basically saying, hey, this is really sponsored by Riptide Hosting, because it enables me to make income and also to gain the knowledge that I can share. So as you get down the road, maybe you're going to podcast, maybe you're just doing videos, maybe you only have a website, a blog website set up on WordPress, where you're sharing your information. I mean, people are making lots of money in all kinds of little niches. Even much smaller than the first thing that comes to mind is kids, parenting. There are little bitty sub-niches to every little area. It might be cooking with bacon grease. It might be cooking pickles, or it might be something kind of odd like that, that you can find a couple vegetables that people might Google every so often and look for a recipe for that. And some audiences will like videos. Some will like just to read. Some will even like podcasts. You might do all different things just so you show up everywhere. Most people, as I heard Jack Spirko say recently, he knew he was doing podcasts only. And people will, oh, I wish you would write this all down and get the transcript. It's like, no, that's not my audience. That's not what I'm after. Then he mentions people have done this for free for me on his forum. If you're just starting out, maybe you start with all of them. Maybe you're blogging and you do a podcast and you do some videos. I know that for Riptide, that will help us. The more we do more of these things, the more helpful it will be to have people find us, like what we're doing, and share what we're doing. And therefore, eventually share that, oh, or look at us as an offering that they might partake in. Same thing with you and whatever your passion is. It could be photography. I always come back to that because I think I was amazed a couple years ago when my wife found a photographer. And that's all she does now. She can get paid enough money to do photo shoots. And here's the little thing we're going to do, I think, in a couple weeks. She has lined up lots of families to come out for, I want to say, 30 minutes each or 15 minutes each. And I guess she gave everybody time slots. So in one day, let's say she's going to charge us $200 for 30 minutes. I don't have a clue what she's charging. But if something tells me, you could get away with charging that if you people like you. Believe me, moms will pay very good money for photos of the family. Really good money. I mean, you could go to Target and have them pull down the little thing or Sears and have some landscape for Halloween. Or you could be like this lady and say, hey, meet me at the park at this time. This is your time slot. And I bet she makes several $1,000 in that one day just taking photos. That kind of surprised me to realize how much money a photographer could make. She is now being flown by some families down to the Bahamas at certain times of the year to take their photos. So maybe you're into photography. You can make money doing that. You can be sharing that on Facebook that you like to take photos and you'll do photo shoots for people. Maybe at first it's free. I don't know which way you're going to go at it angle-wise, but if it's your passion, I really think you can make some money doing it. So I obviously one of my passions is racing cars in parking lots around rubber cones. It's called autocross. Autocross. And I put out these videos and people like it, and I get to meet more people because of this also. So maybe you're just not into making money, you have enough money. You get to meet more people as well. For me, I've realized, oh, as I keep doing this, maybe I can do some interviews with people like I've seen other people do. And eventually, I could come out with an ebook. I don't know if anybody has an ebook on racing, or at least not autocross racing. What does that make me? I don't know. One of my passions is helping people. It would be a way for me to help people and maybe make a few dollars. And for some of us, I guarantee you, if we make some money, we'll be even more encouraged to pursue that. That leads me to think about patents. I haven't made any money on patents. Have I spent thousands of dollars? Thousands, yes, thousands. I got another bill sitting there. I'm like, oh, another bill for a patent attorney that's like $300 an hour. I wonder if I was making money if I'd be putting more time and effort into it. I bet the answer is yes. So how quickly do you need to monetize? I don't know. But just start focusing in. And if you can create an ebook and anybody buys it, you'll have some money coming in. And that's one of the key things in business, is if you can get paid for something you did once, over and over and over again, it makes it very easy to make money. Because that ebook might catch fire a year later. And all of a sudden you've got a check for $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. Because somebody recommended it. I mean, think about back in the day. Oprah mentions your company and that makes you a success. Or mentions your book and it makes your book successful. You don't know what it's going to lead to. But if you can put something out there where people subscribe to it or pay anything for it, it's going to pay you back over and over and over again. And I love to reiterate this on as many podcasts as I can. I learned a ton about business through Amway, joining a multi-level marketing. The biggest key I got was, can you have repeat business where you're not putting in extra effort to get it? What did our web hosting company, what does Riptide Hosting equate to me? It's my own personal Amway. It's not mine only, but literally it was much more something I have input and control over. And every month the customers pay. And that relates back. You may not be able to come up with web hosting, or you're not going to have rental income property right now, but you might come up with an ebook. And an ebook might be a lot smaller, shorter, and easier to write, with lots of color photos, lots less money up front from you to get it out there on iTunes. I happened to pay for an ebook maybe 2 weeks ago. The guy's name is Alan, A-L-L-A-N, Savory, S-A-V-O-R-Y. He's very well known for a TED Talk. Literally, he had an ebook. I want to say it was $1.99 or $2.99. $2.99. I gladly paid that. How much is he making from that? I don't know. Do I think he's doing good things with the money? Yes. He has all these institutes where people are learning and getting to see how to actually graze animals in a way that's great for the land. Instead of overgrazing, it's the way things used to be back in the day. So I am glad to support him. And what I really believe is, you're following your passion and people are following you, they're reading your blog posts, they're watching your videos. You give them the chance to buy something from you, and they're probably going to pay more than they would for something else. Like, literally, they're happy to pay. A lot of people have those donate buttons. I don't have any of that for anything I do. I don't really want somebody to donate something to me. I personally feel much better if I was offering a product, like an ebook, and somebody's paying $5.99. And they go, you know what, he's talked about all these principles and ideas for racing, and he's got it all concisely together in one book. I realize the more I do this with farming, the more I have blog posts about what I do every week and sometimes every day, homestead related and farm related, the easier it will be for me to go back and grab that material and put it into an ebook. I've heard this from other people, and it makes total sense. A lot of why I have my website for the farming is so I can remember what the heck I did. And then I realized what I just said. It would help me put together an ebook later on. I've got photos up there. I've got text about what those photos relate to, what time of year it was. And I can show before and after. Here was year one. Here was year two. It would make it very easy to put something together that people that want to support me can easily do so. So that makes me want to challenge you, if you don't already have a WordPress website and a blog of sorts, for whatever your passions are, start it. It's kind of like a, basically another way to think about this is a diary. I even thought about kind of our journal. It's a journal online that you can put out there to the world if you want. You can keep it private. But it helps you to get it together. At least it helps me. I have journals over the years, and I write them every so often. I saw it last night when I was unboxing stuff in the office. I'm like, oh, there's my journal. And I almost feel like the paper is kind of outdated, that I would sit there and write. I know that's good. It's a good exercise. I like to write. When I go to Toastmasters meetings like this morning, I take notes. I don't usually ever go back and look at them. But with these podcasts and with blog posts, I have gone back and listened to things. So I found it a little bit different. It's kind of a new twist on things. Anytime you want to, you can go to iTunes. You can come to my website and you can listen or you can read. You can do the same thing for yourself. I think that's very powerful. You and I, anytime we want, can listen to something and learn. I'll admit, I'm pretty addicted to almost always learning something. When friends were over for dinner the other night, she mentioned her dad and cancer, and I was like, oh, hey, you got to check out this video on YouTube and listen to this doctor. He was out there talking about cancer and about all these different things, and I said, everything from vitamin C. This doctor's big on vitamin C. And I'm sharing this now. Hey, someone might listen to this, and they might find it helpful for whatever. So a video about vitamin C curing some guy of like dengue fever or something where they thought he was dying. He happened to mention in this video that, hey, I also had some type of cancer and no longer do I have that. Well, guess what else? When I clicked on suggestions after watching that video that I found on Facebook from a friend who found me how? Through racing videos. I then clicked suggestions and found this doctor talking at a cancer conference about vitamin C. And then about how if you have a root canal still in your mouth, he's talking to doctors now, he's telling doctors, if you've done everything else, you've got them on good vitamins, you've done lots of vitamin C, and their cancer's not getting better, if you haven't looked in their mouth and checked for root canals, you haven't done 90% of what you can do for that patient. So literally, I mentioned this to friends at dinner who are like, man, you are so full of so much different information. Well, I really, really, really do like to learn. So I found that listening to YouTube videos or even watching them and listening to podcasts, I can take in so much different information from different sources. So I'm telling you this because you could be sharing your information. And if you end up like Jack Spirko, that could be all you do is podcast about your passion, spending, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours a day max, and making good income. I know he's making a six-figure income before, and I'm pretty sure he's still making one now. And he's doing what he wants to do. He's at home as much as he wants to be at home. Something interesting at Toastmasters. I mean, I think it's so good for someone like me who works in a really small company and doesn't have all the outside input or get to hear things. Plus, Toastmasters is different. At work, you're not hearing speeches every week from four different people about four different random topics not related to business. One of the speakers asked people, are you successful? Are you successful? And then he noted toward the end, or someone noted, is it hard for you to say yes to that? Well, I wrote down, am I successful, or what makes me successful? Because he's talking about what is success. What I kind of realized was I think most all of us are successful in some different arenas. Now, do we give ourselves that much credit? Probably not as much as we should. I really wish most of us would be proud to say, I am successful. But as he pointed out, it doesn't seem right. Even here in America, where it's success, 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 it doesn't seem like people feel right saying that out loud. But I think we all should feel okay about that. And we should be proud of that. Maybe it's only in our minds, where we don't tell everyone out there in the world, hey, I am successful. But you sit there and think about it. If you don't think you're successful, really think about, do other people think you're successful at something? At anything? I bet the answer is yes. You might critique yourself if you're a mom, or stay-at-home mom, or just a mom in general. I'm not doing the best I can do. But in reality, people probably think you've been pretty successful at what you're doing, raising those kids, or doing anything that you do, any hobby even, I think it's good, and we should feel like we're successful. I think it's healthy for us. So I really think you should maybe not judge yourself so much if you don't think you're successful. Surely you're successful at something. And if not, what I also wrote down is I believe any of us can become successful if we spend the time working on something. My kids are actually in Montessori school now, and it's interesting. When I say working, I realize they do what they call work. They do works. They're always doing works. And at first I was like, oh, I don't like the idea of making them think they're doing work. But what's nice is they'll come home and do something. Now, of course, they were already kind of do things. But you ask them now, what works did you do? And you get better in Montessori school by doing the works over and over and over again. And let's say they're going to learn how to do math. They might have 10 different works that cover how to do addition or different math principles. And they kind of get to choose which one or try different ones till they find one that works for them. Maybe that's why it's called works, because it works for them. I think the same thing can be true for us. If we find something we're interested in, we'll work at it enough to be successful at it. And that's where I think your passion comes back in. Whatever you're, maybe it's a childhood thing you were into and you realize, I still really care about that. Maybe it is helping people or working with kids. If you start looking around, you'll probably find ways you could do that and make some money. And it's not just money for money, it's money for freedom. It's money for happiness. Or it's the fact you're getting paid money doing something you're happy to do. I hope you realize, yes, you can. You really start in the back of your mind realizing, I can do something that I want to do and make some money doing it. And in 5 or 10 or 1 year or 6 months from now, you're like, wow, I'm so glad I started doing something. I have some money here. Because it may be small for quite a while. I don't think Riptide paid us any money out for the first 5 years. A lot of that, I think, is because we didn't work it enough. It was a side gig. The more time, once again, you put into something, and the more momentum you get going, the quicker you will realize things. And the quicker that can grow and flourish and maybe adapt and change to where, oh, look, I can make money doing this little piece. I might make some money being a photographer taking the photos, but I may make an extra 20% by reselling printed photos on canvas that you can hang on your wall. You don't know that stuff yet because you haven't started making any money, or you still haven't offered your services, the first services, your passion yet. You don't know where it's going to lead, but you have to focus in first and focus enough toward to see. Once again, a lot of people will get extra excited when they go, I put this video up there, and it's a 30-second video, and I got a check for $25 from YouTube. That only happens when you take the time to upload the video and you take the time to click the monetize button. And then you put a few more videos. And maybe it's not your first video. Maybe it's your video the next year because you've been working at it and working at it. And people start going, oh, yeah, I'm going to subscribe to this channel. Oh, look at all this other funny stuff this person does. Maybe it's sharing business ideas out there. Just, hey, I'm into this. Hey, have you tried to do this or make money this way or that way? That's something back in my mind I keep thinking, and I shouldn't be against the patent process because obviously I'm still putting some money into it. But do I just want to share some ideas? Like, will they make a difference in people's lives? Could they even save a life? One of my ideas, I really think, since I heard cables had killed kids, might could save lives. If anything, I'm feeling guilty that I didn't pursue that idea, even submit a patent, even never happened, because then at least if it's out there, other people could see it and maybe make it come to fruition. To come to fruition, you really have to focus in. For me, almost, it's like with the patent process. I put money into the patents and haven't created the outcomes I wanted from trying to patent my little idea. So it's focus in. Actually produce something. That's where some of us are really picky. It's not me. I'm not that picky about, let's say, quality. I buy into the quantity or at least the effort of getting a video out there over something that looks like it's produced by Nine News. I encourage you to do the same. Get your product out there. Product could be your posting on a website, getting a website set up, If you already post to Facebook, let me tell you, a WordPress website is pretty much like that. You log into your website, you click on Add New Post, you give it a title, and you start typing. You can add links in there. It's pretty simple. And so many people are already doing things on Facebook. One of the racing guys, I'm like, instead of having all your race stuff on Facebook, how about you get it on a website? And he told me, well, set up the website for me. Well, I didn't do that because in reality, would I like it there? Yes, it'd be easier to search and find things. I'm not good at searching on Facebook. If you are, please share that with the world. I should probably Google that. How to find old posts on Facebook. Because I hate having to go down and pick the year to look at somebody's old post and then go through, if they have a lot of posts, finding out which ones. The search functionality for me does not work to find things. Maybe you'll create an app that will make it easier to search that. I don't know, or a plugin, anything. There's so many ways that you're already putting in the effort, I'd say, if you are out there on Facebook a lot. Go ahead and start taking that time, or some of that time, and set up your own WordPress website. So that you can put out some of your ideas in one place and focus it. Once again, there's so many benefits to that. And eventually you can monetize that. Facebook is making money off you doing stuff and looking at things. Some of you could do that yourself. Some of you are doing enough already that you just haven't focused it in. I'd say on your own website, your own WordPress blogging website. You can have videos, you can have podcasts like this, all that. So it comes back to what I started with. I renamed the show Your Business Podcast. And I'm coming back to realize it's more I care about your freedom to have more time to do what you want to do or spending more time doing what you want to do. And I really believe that you can create a business around that that will enable that. So really, business will enable your freedom to do more of what you want. That's why I'm out there, literally, got 20 acres out in the country when we're living in the city. And that now has morphed to, can I help other people through this somehow? Can I produce food? And if this farm can produce money, I can do it again and again. So that's where I'm like focused in. I got my website, regenfarms.com, regenfarms.com. I put the S on the end because I literally see having multiple farms. Because if one can make money, then two can make money. And why do I feel good about that? Because if they can make money, I can show other people how to do the same thing. And people can be living there and learning so they can do that themselves. This all started how? Because I really wanted 20 acres to take the kids to outside the city. And then it changed. I thought, wow, I'm hearing that other people are growing crops and planting things like asparagus that grow for 20 and 30 years, and they're making money off that. I'm like, hey, I love, once again, effort in now that will keep paying. So I can relate planting asparagus today to putting in work in Amway or multi-level marketing or any business where you get paid and paid and paid. Because asparagus will live for 20 or 30 years. Now, does there have to be an input? Yes. But in most anything, there's some kind of input. But most of the input for what I'm setting up is one time. Permaculture taught me this. Permaculture certificate or permaculture design class. So what can you find that you put these things in once? Think about that in the back of your mind, no matter what you're doing in your passion. In the back of your mind, I think the best way is that you'll get paid over and over and over. Whether it's an ebook, a video series, a video book. Literally, what in the back of your mind, just think or ask yourself, what can I do? What can I produce that will get paid over and over again without the same initial effort? Because literally, the farm for me has really morphed. To can region farms have multiple farms? Can people want to go live on farms and learn? Can they live there, pay for themselves, and produce some money that would pay for the farm so that I can enable doing more and more in these and then teach people how they could do the same, maybe just for their one farm, maybe their one homestead? You don't know where it will lead. But the more you do it, the closer to having more and more freedom, I'd say, and more fun in this life. And I always think if you tie it back into helping other people, you're going to win. Because people like to be helped. And the more you help, the more they're willing to pay you back. It's kind of like the golden rule, basically. That's one thing. Also, I think Amway even mentioned that. The only way you made money in Amway is you didn't help one person to have all the downline people. you had to help lots of people. That's what I see my friend that's in Protandem right now. He's like a pro 7 or 8, and literally I think he's pretty close to retiring and just doing that. He had to help lots of people. He flies around this world now, helping people try to accomplish what he's accomplished. What in your passion? Can you also tie that in? You're thinking, how is my passion going to help other people? Because helping other people, or giving them entertainment value, giving them a recipe, giving them a break during their day, is all worth something to them. And at some level, they'll be willing to support you. Buying that ebook, buying anything you produce, signing up for a membership to support you. That's what they do on the Survival Podcast. He has a membership program. And I bet a lot of people are willing to pay him just to support what he does. As he says, if this daily podcast is worth 18 cents an episode, 2 dimes, if you think you got 2 dimes worth of entertainment and knowledge out of it, sign up to be a member. Oh, by the way, on his, you get to have all kinds of discounts to all these different things that you might be interested in since you're interested in his podcast. There are so many possibilities. And what I love is not any of this is rocket science. It's not discovery, really, because it's all out there. There's models out there to follow. The big thing is you taking the time to pursue your passion and put the effort in to focus that. I hope this gets you thinking and to take some action. That's something I used to always say, and I should. You have to take some action. In this case, I keep saying focused action. But you have to take some action directed towards something. Having a goal, having a site where you are blogging out there every day, every week. Focused action, repeating that action over and over again, I really believe leads you to that success. Your success may be different from mine, but I believe most all of us would agree that more free time equals more success. The more we can free ourselves up to do what we want to do is success. And if you realize, if I can get paid to do what I want to do, that is really some personal success. Maybe you don't have that $1 million sitting there because of it, but you're getting paid for what you want to do. That's pretty dang successful. How many of us are out there getting paid to do things we really don't want to do? And if you would pay me to do what I wanted to do, I'd much rather do that every single time than what I'm currently doing. Freedom. Freedom through business. I really think this is your Freedom Podcast. It's. I'm really here just talking to you, trying to get interviews with people that have achieved this so you can find more freedom. Hope you enjoyed it. Do you know somebody would like this? Can you share it with them? Please do. Any questions and thoughts, let me know.